Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Siss, and welcome to Cellar Notes. You know, well, last week we were talking about Chenin Blanc, which is a grape that has sort of been overlooked by too many people. And another major grape that is kind of overlooked as well is Pinot Blanc. And you're going to tell us why we should stop overlooking
it. Well, yeah, Pinot Blanc, which is grown extensively in Alsace, a little bit in northern Italy, is, I think, one of the great all-purpose whites that I know of, and very, very affordable. Nothing pretentious about it, just reliable and fun to drink. I've tasted three, and it was kind of interesting what I was getting out of them. Let's start with Willem Pinot Blanc Reserve from Alsace. Very famous name, very reliable. This is their 2022. $14 for this. Pinot Blanc is, I think, like I said, the ultimate all-purpose white wine. This one, from the very dependable people at Willem, it checks a lot of boxes. It's light, it's fresh, it has quality fruit. And the wine has a very pretty medium gold color to it. And Hugh, I thought it was a little dark, which usually indicates richness.
Right.
So that was encouraging. The nose suggests things like spring flowers with a touch of pineapple. And those aromas carry straight through to the flavor. It's like they're very concentrated, you know, just take their own, concentrate it, make flavor out of it. And it was really good. It's all wrapped in very good, bright acidity. And I think even though the flavors are fairly simple and not grand, they're still very pleasant, making this a wonderful everyday white wine. Also from Alsace, a winery called Mader. It's their Pinot Blanc from 2022. $21. And this is a rather good Pinot Blanc. I like its intensity, which is a big plus for me. It has a modest aroma, which is mostly citrus. And on the palate, the flavors feature, well, white grapefruit and sweet lime.
Okay.
Citrus again.
Right.
As I said, there is an impressive intensity and depth about this wine. And that gives the wine a feeling of quality. Otherwise, the wine is medium-bodied with good acidity and balance, and I would love this with grilled scallops. I think it would be absolutely perfect. So that's the Mader Pinot Blanc. Now, here's my wine of the week, and it was just a totally different type of thing. This is from northern Italy, Alto Adige,
okay,
which was once part of Austria.
Right.
And the winemaker's name is Jay Hofstadter.
Okay.
Doesn't sound Italian to me. And in fact, he calls this his Weissburgunder, his white Burgundy. But actually, the label also says Pinot Bianco, so we know what he's talking about.
Right.
But this Italian wine lifts Pinot Blanc a step up, whereas the Alsatian Pinot Blanc strives to be a very good everyday wine. The Hofstadter aims to be a good Saturday night dinner wine. I think this does for Pinot Blanc what Chablis does for Chardonnay. It's a more dignified and serious wine. The aroma is simple. It's pronounced minerality and spring flowers, but the flavors are much more complex. It's dry, it's crisp, very firm with tart lemongrass, and that minerality we were talking about. Needless to say, the acidity is spot on. A very definite step up for Pinot Blanc. Very impressive. Jay Hofstadter, my wine of the week. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.